April is Stress Awareness Month, and whether it's exams, coursework, or your job, we can all feel stressed from time to time. I spoke to Joe English at Inspire Wellbeing about dealing with stress and noticing the signs in ourselves and others.
If you'd just like to tell me some of the signs of stress that people can look out for.
Yeah, some of the typical examples of stress would be reduced levels of sleep or not being able to get to sleep or suffering from insomnia. If you tend to drink a little bit, you could be drinking more or smoking more or finding that you're irritable and not able to cope with some tasks that normally you'd be happy to manage well. Sometimes stress could be a very good thing, but it's when it tips over the edge. Stress is what drives us to and motivates us to move forward. But sometimes stress can just be a tipping point and you're unable to cope with very everyday tasks.
What resources are available to students and younger people if they're feeling stressed? Who can they go to?
There are a number of organisations that are out there. Within the Inspire group, we have a specific student welfare organisation, which is Inspire Workplaces, and they work with all the universities and colleges within Northern Ireland, so you'd be able to find resources from them. But also Change Your Mind, the organisation that I work with, we have resources online, which that's changeyourmind.org, and you'll be able to find any tips, ways that you can improve your well-being on there.
And can you give the listeners any tips on things they can do at home to help relieve stress?
Things that you can do at home are making sure that you have a full life. So it's things like making sure that you're eating properly, that you're reducing your alcohol intake, that you're with your friends and family as much as you can, and that you are really just being self-aware and looking out for your own well-being as well as that of others.
Can you tell us the impact stress can have on somebody's life, maybe signs that people wouldn't normally notice?
I think for you friends and colleagues, look out for examples, you know, if they're being a bit irritable, if they've gone quiet, if they aren't able to cope with things that you know they normally would be able to cope with, then that can be a real sign that they're not coping with the level of stress that they have. But some of the signs might be that they're just not quite right themselves. Sometimes you use your intuition, and if you know that there's something not quite right about the way that they are, their mood, then our advice would be just ask the question, are you okay? And when you get that, if you don't get the response that is a positive one, and people say, no, I'm not feeling all right, then it's about being able to say to people, no, it's okay to not feel okay, and being able to have that conversation with them.
Some great advice there. And if you want more, Inspire are running a lot of free events this month to promote good mental health. So you can check that out on their website, inspirewellbeing.org. So finally, I spoke to some people around Belfast about what they do to de-stress and relax.
Down to the local bar, have a few games of pool. Also, I like to do a little bit of yoga, and I go to a class on a Saturday morning.
What do you do to de-stress?
I like to take a long bath. I like to read, or maybe take the dog out for a walk. That really relaxes me. Gaming as well.
I like to go online, read books and magazines. I like to listen to music.
So remember, if you're feeling stressed, you're not alone. Reach out to someone and don't be afraid to voice your concerns. Take a break from what you're doing and find something fun to put your mind at ease.